I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. I'm fine, thank you. That's what rapper Lil Wayne tweeted when he got out of the hospital after suffering a seizure last week. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., or Lil Wayne, has had a number of seizures. He says they're caused by his epilepsy. But he's also known to be a fan of Sizerp. That's a dangerous, often illegal drink mix of prescription cough syrup, Mountain Dew, Jolly Ranchers candy, alcohol, and sometimes crushed painkillers. Lil Wayne has rapped about it in song.
I'm up in the studio, me and my chain, me and my chain, me and my chain.
That's Lil Wayne's 2008 Me and My Drink, Purple Drank, Lean or Bow, other words for this Sizerp prescription cough syrup concoction. Researchers have been studying it since it started popping up in the 90s. Jane Maxwell is senior research scientist at the Center for Social Work Research at the University of Texas, Austin. Professor, how is this drink made?
It is a way of drinking codeine cough syrup. Codeine cough syrup includes opioid drugs, so it's like an opiate, like heroin. And it has an ingredient that makes it taste nasty. It's in there specifically to keep people from abusing it. So what people do is you create this really sugary syrup mix of Jolly Ranchers and soft drinks, and then you pour the codeine cough syrup in it, and you sip on it. And the traditional way has been you just kind of sip on it all day long.
Well, it sounds incredibly dangerous. Cough syrup, there's another ingredient, promethazine. What is that?
Mm-hmm. It was to deter the coughing, but that's what has the bad taste to it. But it's an extremely dangerous sort of a drug. And more than two of the DJs or rappers have died of it. Some of the first ones died in the early 90s, or when the syrup first became popular. So what's interesting is it appeared, and it's been very much driven by the hip-hop music.
What are your concerns about this? Yes, some hip-hop artists are dying. Others are being hospitalized, but they are also role models. And a 2012 survey found that around 5% of 12th graders said they had gotten high off of cough syrup in some form. What's your concern?
Okay, my concern is, one, it has spread from an African-American community to the Hispanic and white communities who also are into this sort of music. In addition, in the last couple of years, some companies are now bottling soft drinks that imitate the terminology and the feeling. There's no alcohol in them, but it has names. Like, one of them is called Sippin' Syrup. Another one is called Lean. They have things like valerian root and rose hip and melatonin, natural ingredients that produce a very slow kind of a feeling. So one of my concerns is, just like when I was growing up and we could pretend it was cool to smoke the candy cigarettes, I'm afraid now we're seeing kids using these soft drinks to pretend to be sipping on syrup.
And, of course, that might be a step to actually using the syrup. And we're hearing about a rash of break-ins at drugstores, bottles that are $10 or $15 are selling on the street for hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Codeine has become very, very popular as a drug of abuse.
What would you say to a young person who's saying, oh, it's, you know, harmless?
Well, one, it's not harmless. We have seen deaths of the very people who are advocating its use, the rappers who've put out the songs. Also, it is in the opiate family, and it's like drinking maybe liquid heroin. And you can sip on it and think you can control your habit, but you're going to become physically dependent on it. And don't be misled by, you know, the advertisements that it's just a downer sort of a drug. It's kind of, the soft drinks are kind of like the opposite of Red Bull.
So I can just see people mixing them up, and just the way addicts do with pills, the Red Bull to get going and the sippin' drink to slow down.
Yeah.
Professor Maxwell, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jane Maxwell, senior research scientist at the Center for Social Work Research at the University of Texas at Austin. We'll have more information on Sizerp at hereandnow.org. And when we come back, David Leonhardt, why young Americans have less of a chance at a job than any other young people in other developed countries? Can that be? It's next, Here and Now.